This area is just spectacular. 14 miles of unspoiled beach, white sand, very wide beaches, 20, 25 foot sand dunes, clear blue water, nice warm surf to go swimming in. And then, of course, you got this quaint little village called Ocracoke on the backside, not far away.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Lacey with PR Web, and today it is my pleasure to be joined by international beach expert Stephen Leatherman, also known as Dr. Beach. Dr. Beach, welcome to PR Web Podcast.
My pleasure to be with you.
And it's a pleasure to have you here with us. Now, Dr. Beach, you've recently announced your pick for America's top beach of 2007, which is the Ocracoke Lifeguarded Beach on Ocracoke Island in North Carolina. Can you tell us why you chose Ocracoke as America's top beach of 2007?
This area is just spectacular. 14 miles of unspoiled beach, white sand, very wide beaches, 20, 25 foot sand dunes, clear blue water, nice warm surf to go swimming in. And then, of course, you got this quaint little village called Ocracoke on the backside, not far away, just a little hop on your bicycle. It's got a bed and breakfast, place to stay, B&Bs, little inns. So it's really sort of puts together the whole package of a beautiful natural environment and yet all the amenities that most people want.
And so what is the criteria to be on your annual top beach list?
Oh, actually, I use 50 criteria to rate every beach. This one says, oh, no, you just go out there and kick sand. Says, oh, no, it's a lot more than that. There are physical factors such as the sand size, the sand color, even the softness of the sand, how wide the beach is, how gently it slopes into the water, no big waves, no dangerous currents like rip currents. So 17 of those physical factors, biological factors such as water purity. You know, obviously we don't want jellyfish and red tide and seaweed. But we don't want vermin like mosquitoes. But we do want birds, lots of birds here. Actually, ponies. They're actually the famous ponies on this small island. So we will call it Pony Island, in fact. And then after that, we look at the sort of the human development of the beach. In this case, the beach is not developed, but nearby, this quaint little village. Actually, it was a stomping grounds of Blackbeard. Not that that's on my list of criteria, but very interesting lore and history here. But it has the amenities I think most people want, quaint little villages, beaches with bed and breakfast and hotels. But I tell people, you're not coming here to play golf. You're not coming here for a Hilton spa. So you have to keep that in mind. And the other thing is maybe a little bit of a negative is access. It's quite a ways to get here. You have to want to come here. And you get here by car ferry or by your own boat or small plane. Actually, I flew over in a small plane from the mainland, a great way to come. But at any rate, there is limited accommodation, so people should call ahead during the high season in the fall, which is still beautiful weather. It's not a problem then, but there are limited accommodations. I do have that sort of a negative here, but again, it's sort of self-sustaining in terms of the number of people who can come here. After all, the most popular beaches are not the best beaches, at least in my ratings.
That sounds absolutely beautiful. So, Dr. Beach, what are your favorite things to do in Ocracoke?
Well, what I like to do is I like to go swimming. I just love swimming. It's a great beach for that. And, of course, beachcombing. This beach has a lot of shells, a lot of interesting wash up, even 12 vertebrae. I found those in this beach here. And then I like the way you get around here is on bicycle. That's the way you get around. You get everywhere. This is not a big area. You can get anywhere you want to by bicycle. It's an idyllic little village going back, as I mentioned, back to Blackbeard time. There's 11 generations of people who live in here going back to the 1700s. A lot of storytellers here, great seafood restaurants, nice little pubs. So basically, that's the kind of things you do. It's not a party place at night. I mean, obviously, beyond the bars and such, you're not going to go disco dancing here. You're not playing golf. You're not going to hot tubs. But if you really want to go to my favorite getaway beach in the country, this is it. And if you want to sort of hang back, oh, fishing is fantastic here. And the fish are so fresh and good. Boating, phenomenal here. Flying kites and the steady breeze that we have here is really good. So it's more the sort of the regular beach things people used to do. They even have parasailing here, by the way. They just brought that in. So if you want to do that, that's fine. But boating supreme here. You got the sound behind for the flat water. And on the ocean side, you got some waves, which I particularly like, going board surfing and boogie boarding, that kind of thing.
Wow, sounds great for a nice, relaxing vacation. So, Dr. Beach, I'm sure that there are many listeners wondering, how did you get such a cool job of rating America's beaches?
I really don't know. It was really by accident. I never thought about when I was growing up that I was going to get paid to rate beaches or to study beaches on a professional basis. But, you know, beaches have become so important to Americans. They're our number one recreational pursuit is going to a beach. And so, and then a lot of people want to live on the beach. So that's, and then of course we got the problems of hurricanes and beach erosion and this sort of thing. So with the problems with the population coming here, that means there's studies to be done. And so that drew me into doing beach and hurricane erosion studies. And finally I got into quality evaluations. And then people love to know what the best beaches are. People, Americans want to know what's best. People love lists. And so really got kind of, my accident kind of got into this beach rating business, and it's been a lot of fun, but I think actually it does a lot of good, too, because it rewards the beaches which maintain their quality. And those beaches which become the national winners, it's others try to reach those standards. So it's a fun thing. I must say it's a great job.
Sounds like it. So, Dr. Beach, do you think that any other North Carolina beaches will ever be number one?
Well, I can't predict that right now. There's another beach in the top 20, Cape Hatteras. But there's so many wonderful beaches in the United States. We're so blessed in America. We have hundreds and hundreds of wonderful beaches. And really, I like to put them all on the top 10 list. But that's one reason I started the National Healthy Beaches Campaign. By the way, if you want to look for more information, go to my website, drbeach.org. And then, of course, you'll also take you to the National Healthy Beaches Campaign. Or you can see my criteria. It's on the drbeach.org website. It gives the 50 criteria under beach diagnostics. Another website is visitnc.com. And so all the information will be there, or you can visit my website, drbeach.org, to get all the updated information and also look back in time, all the past national winners and a whole lot of other information about beaches.
We've been speaking today with international beach expert Stephen Leatherman, also known as Dr. Beach. Dr. Beach, thank you so much for joining us here on PR Web Podcast today and sharing with us about the Ocracoke Lifeguarded Beach on Ocracoke Island, North Carolina. Thank you so much for joining us. We hope to hear from you again very soon.
Glad to be with you.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.